Hey there, and hello, and here we are on the fly at the beautiful Aviation Gateway Park. It's absolutely
good
gorgeous.
Job.
Dave Champson is here with me, the EA Vice President of Business Development and Marketing, and we're going to talk a little bit about careers and education and things like that in this hour. And what we want to do right now is get some feedback from you on how this all came to be.
Sure. No. Thanks for having us again. Appreciate it. So Aviation Gateway Park really spawned out of a little neighborhood we had called College Park a number of years ago. And we're getting more and more requests for innovation and ways that people can get involved in pathways and gateways to whether it's a career, whether it's to product development, or whether it's to flying. So we took what was just a couple of tents and we evolved it into really what we call kind of our new neighborhood, as you refer to it, as Aviation Gateway Park. It consists of four venues right now, right by the tower, just northwest of the tower here at Whitman Field. It's our innovation center where you'll find a lot of innovative new ideas that are just coming to market or on market with regards to aviation. We've got our education and career center, which we'll talk a little bit more about. We've got our forums tent, and we've got some fantastic presentations on innovation and careers and regulations, just about anything you can imagine here as well. And then kind of one of the anchor venues here, our drone center and our drone cage, which we just started last year, which has turned incredibly popular. A lot of stuff going on with regards to unmanned flight, drone demonstrations by our exhibitors, and we've got Emery Riddle sponsoring an obstacle course and speed challenge every day at 3 o'clock. So this whole neighborhood is fantastic, and we certainly encourage everyone to come on down and check it out.
Well, and I was here back in March and then again in June, and I noticed in June all this activity going on over here. So you had a big change this year.
We did. We moved from one side of the road with just a few tents over to the other side of the road, and Piper Aircraft has been incredibly supportive of everything that we've done over here. We sodded the whole place, and we paved it, and we made it really what we consider more of a permanent neighborhood here. So a lot of changes. It's really helping develop this whole north side of Air Venture right now. So it's wildly popular. It's got all the universities around us. Airbus is here this year, right across the street from us with their EFAN product, touting their advances in electronic propulsion. So a lot of good innovative ideas going here. And, of course, we need kids and career opportunities for people to really get into that so that they can start providing that type of input into the industry as well.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it's, you know, for people who are attending here at Air Venture, I'm noticing this year, as I'm sure you are too, a lot more of that age group in attendance.
It is. We're really starting to notice especially a lot of high schoolers and a lot of collegiate folk are here as well. The drone cage and the innovation center has really drawn a fantastic youth demographic. And as you're aware, the pilot demographic is aging. You know what it's like.
I know there's not enough new starts.
Exactly.
To sustain the careers.
Right. So we're really helping encourage youth. We've got our Young Eagles program, which is a fantastic way to get started in aviation for kids ages 8 to 17. Through our chapter network around the country, we give flights for free. As a matter of fact, today, Harrison Ford is flying our 2 millionth Young Eagle kid. So we're incredibly excited about that celebration here this week.
Do you have any idea what he's using?
I don't.
His Beaver?
I'm not sure what he's flying in.
I saw a Beaver taxiing out over there. I think it was his.
So great way to get kids sparked, great way to get them interested in aviation, whether it's becoming a pilot, whether it's becoming a mechanic or a designer. We're trying to provide a lot of new pathways and gateways for kids to get interested in anything aviation related.
Well, and it looks to me like the education side of it is booming in here. There's lots of universities and colleges in attendance. And then also, there's a lot of regional airlines in here as well. And I saw Alaska Airlines is in there.
Yes. So it's a fantastic venue sponsored by Airbus. Again, it's a great way to kind of bring universities and airlines to Air Venture. We do have a job fair going on as well all week long. So there are stickers and booklets that tell prospective students where to go around the grounds if they're looking for employment in other areas as well. So we try to network people out across Air Venture this year in addition to providing kind of an anchor venue as well.
Oh, that's great. Let's expand on that just
sure,
a little
sure,
bit.
No problem.
So how does that work?
So there's a listing somewhere, and I apologize, I don't have it with me, but it tells all the participating companies that are part of the job fair that are hiring or even doing interviews here on site. So you can go and look through that list, and then you would go to their booth, and you would mention that you're here for the job fair, and they'll hook you up with the proper personnel at their location to tell you a little bit more about what they're hiring for.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I would imagine some of the regionals are even hiring on site.
They are. I think I've seen them interviewing in our career tent as well.
Yep, and we're going to talk to them in the second half hour here
sure.
of our segment. What we're going to do, though, now is we're going to get real specific with some gentlemen from Emory-Riddle, and we're going to talk about how possibly a high school kid or a college kid, somebody who wants to get involved in aviation, wants a career in aviation, how they get started, how they do it. So we'll bring these guys in, Pablo Alvarez and Chris Carta from Emory-Riddle Aeronautical University. And Pablo Alvarez is the director of admissions, and Chris Carta is going to tell us what he does. Chris, go ahead. What's your title?
I'm the manager of admissions and marketing for the Aviation Maintenance Science degree program. So I work with Pablo. I used to actually work for Pablo when I was in undergraduate admissions, but now I work for specifically one degree program.
That's great. And thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Of course. It's our pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
So what we want to do is we want to kind of create a pathway to the pathway. So the kid is in school. He tells his counselor in high school, hey, I want to be a pilot. And they obviously go online and see all the things. What's the next step for them? Say they decide, you know, I'm thinking about going to Emory-Riddle, many options, but they one of them is Emory-Riddle, of course. What happens next?
That's a great question. And honestly, the one or the next step, which very few students actually do or consider, is to reach out to the school and to contact the school. Each school has its own process, its own requirements, its own way of doing things. So universities invest in staff known as admissions counselors that are usually assigned either to a student or a location to help that student with what those next steps are. And we encourage students to actually reach out to those counselors as early as their senior year or even earlier to really get that process rolling and to learn exactly what it is that they need to be doing and discovering.
So once they do reach out to the school, they do an application. I'm sure it's online, right? And then you review all the applications. And then what's the next process?
So obviously when we do review the application, we will have that transcript come in. We'll take a look at the classes that they're doing. And if we are able to determine the student's propensity to succeed, then yeah, we'll issue a decision of admissions. Again, it depends on the school. At Embry-Riddle, financial aid is automatic, so we start to review students for the scholarships and all that. And at that point, we just need them to really focus to end their senior year strongly. And you mentioned, you know, the flight program. A lot of students who aren't interested in flight will want to fly ahead of time, and we absolutely understand that and encourage it at times even. We always want to make sure that a student who wants to be a pilot is sure about this career. And we know a lot of students will dream about it, but it's incredible to see how many students will consider the career not necessarily have been in an aircraft yet. So just put them in there and get the experience. And you can actually bring a lot of that experience to Embry-Riddle later on.
So what are some of the things that kids in high school really need to concentrate and focus on in order to prepare them for a collegiate education in aviation?
There's many things, but obviously the math, the sciences are extremely important for us, focusing on those classes and developing those skills, and obviously the other requirements that come along with it, but the math and science are by far some of the important areas that we need them to focus on.
Okay, and you guys have been around for 90 years, I can see, so what do you attribute your longevity to, really? What sets you apart from a lot of the other aviation universities out there?
Adaptability, I think, and our commitment to this industry. There's many things that make Embry-Riddle unique, but the one that I probably would have to select is that everything we do is focused on aviation and aerospace. Whether you're doing a pilot career or you're doing business, communications, human factor psychology, global security and intelligence, there's always a place for that in the industry. So as the industry is evolving and the industry is, I mean, we all depend on aviation. I think that has also sustained us as well. As the industry evolves, we evolve to fill in that demand and that need.
Yeah, so in addition to becoming a pilot, what are some of the other popular majors that kids are looking at these days to graduate with?
There's a couple. That global security and intelligence at our Prescott campus is really exciting. We also have a commercial space operations at the Daytona campus, and also the Aviation Maintenance Science program, which is extremely popular on our campus. And Carta can actually talk a little bit about that program, too.
Sure. And I would mention engineering as well. That's a really popular degree program. Unmanned aircraft as well. Human factors. We actually have a couple students here from Human Factors that are doing a pilot study and the doctorate program there. But aviation maintenance, they're going to get an accredited degree program and their FAA airframe and power plant certification, and it's all encompassed in one degree program. Okay. And to add kind of to your question about what makes Embry-Riddle different, our faculty all come from the industry.
Okay.
So the students are learning not only the material and the theory and everything, but they're getting real-world experience from the faculty members that are, you know, bringing in people that they used to work for or with, and communicating, you know, projects that are being done out in the industry, and getting students involved in that in some aspects. Engineering in particular has a lot of applied research where students at the undergraduate level are doing things that in other universities you might have to wait till you're at the master's or doctorate level.
Yeah, you'd mentioned unmanned flight. What kind of careers are available for students that want to get into the world of unmanned flight? I know you guys have a big initiative around that for the last couple of years.
There are a few. The primary ones are right now government-based because that's where a lot of this has started. There aren't a lot of opportunities in the civilian industry, but they are starting to rise. I think the most current one that is out there is land surveying for taxing purposes. Instead of actually sending somebody, these drones can fly over. They can get more accurate measurements and readings. And there's other, of course, but primarily it is government. And a lot of those government things are secret, too. So.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break here for a moment, and then we're going to talk to you about some specifics of focused on the pilot side. That's by far your most popular degree. Is that correct?
I'd say that and Chris Carta mentioned, the aerospace engineering program.
Yeah, right. Okay. So we'll come back in a moment and talk about that. Jay Monchi, you're listening to On the Fly on EAA Radio.